Seattle's new regulations on rideshare companies like Lyft and UberX were supposed to take effect this week, but now they're on hold. That's because a group backed by rideshare businesses has filed signatures for a ballot referendum. They want to bring the rideshare rules to a public vote. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
The rules passed by the Seattle City Council require safety training for rideshare drivers, inspections for their vehicles, a $50,000 annual licensing fee for the companies, and a cap on the number of drivers live on the system at any one time for UberX or Lyft.
They've been very upfront in saying that the ordinance, as is, would limit their ability to function within the city.
Brad Harwood is the spokesman for Keep Seattle Ride Options, which was supported by the rideshare companies. The group just filed more than 36,000 signatures to bring these rules before Seattle voters.
We were able to turn over twice as many signatures as required, and people seem eager to talk about the future of mobile app ride services in Seattle.
Harwood says the referendum could end up on the ballot in August or November. Until now, rideshare drivers haven't been subject to any city oversight. But City Councilmember Mike O'Brien says the city has the ability to enforce rules for all for-hire drivers, and they should do so for rideshares.
I think the city needs to step up right away and start enforcing those. While we wait to see how the rest of this story plays out, it's important that the public safety, the consumer, the driver's safety is protected in the interim.
Meanwhile, Mayor Ed Murray said in a statement Thursday that rideshares and taxi companies have agreed to enter a 45-day negotiation process with him to reach a compromise. City Council Member Tom Rasmussen says the city should hold off on any enforcement while the mayor tries to make some progress.
I think that it's too soon to discuss whether or not enforcement action should be taken. If everyone's working in good faith and working quickly to resolve the outstanding issues, then I think that that's the route that we should take, as long as it doesn't compromise public safety and health.
Harwood says the rideshare companies have been focused on submitting the necessary signatures for the referendum, but they're also open to working with the mayor. He says they're hoping for a workable solution through either path. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.